Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. To Catch a Predator, brought to you by TPUSA's Frontlines. Noel Fritch is joining us to talk about the speaker fight. 9:30, big day, and also something that Speaker McCarthy can do to check the Biden regime. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. You can email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I really like creative ideas that push the Overton window, that find ways for us to be able to really push back against the regime. Joining us now is Noel Fritch from National File. Noel, you have a very unique idea, and I asked you, is this legit? Is this legit when we were texting together? Noel, take as much time as you need. Walk us through it.
Sure thing, Charlie. Thanks for having me. So, our legal analyst at National File, Ivan Ricklin, is a constitutional attorney. He's a JAG attorney, retired lieutenant colonel in the Army, a Green Beret. And he sat down with OAN about a week or so ago and rolled through this theory. And it's online. You can go read about it at nationalfile.com. Basically, it's this. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, brought all of this bogus J6 persecution against Bannon and Navarro using her bogus J6 prosecution committee there in the House, which, of course, had a couple of Republicans on the committee. And a speaker can do away with those criminal referrals. And so Kevin McCarthy has abrogated his responsibility and his duty, I would argue, to go ahead and do away with those frivolous criminal referrals. And so now we're sitting in a place where Bannon has been convicted, and yep, now he's appealing. Navarro, that case just wrapped today. Ivan is there covering that trial for National File. And that has just wrapped. The jury is deliberating. It's obviously D.C., so we have to assume it'll be a guilty verdict.
Yep.
And so they've been deliberating about 3 hours now. But the point is this, is that Kevin McCarthy is complicit in allowing the weaponization of this DOJ, this Biden DOJ, against the Trump administration and key figures in the Trump
now,
orbit.
Yeah, so let me ask, just to make sure I understand, and I'm totally on board with you. Like, we have, if we can do this, we got to do this. So does it take a vote, though? Because it took a vote to authorize a contempt to Congress, didn't it? So, and then number two, does it change when there's a new Congress? Number three, have we ever rescinded or revoked a referral before? I know those are a bunch of questions, but they're somewhat technical.
Sure. Well, there's a couple things that Kevin could do. Kevin could actually haul them in, and they could testify, because they didn't do that before. And so he could bring them in and they could testify, and then he could say, oh, based on testimony, this is gone. Okay, because it's a new Speaker of the House. And so the basic point is this: when Republicans have power, they never use it. So here we are, 9 months almost into this speakership that he made all kinds of promises to achieve, to secure, and he's not using any of his power to try to defend patriots in the Trump administration against an out of control Congress, Pelosi led Congress, or Biden led DOJ.
So let me ask you, what would the count? What would their devil's argument be? No, I don't have the power, never been tested. Just let's Superman our own argument here? What would they say so that as I lobby for this, which I will, I want to make sure I'm prepared?
Right. That's exactly what they will say. They'll say there's no precedent for this. Well, that's what the Democrats do every day. They go unprecedented things, and then they hope that it sticks, and then nobody says anything, and then it does. Well, why don't we do that? I mean, this is the base, the core essence of this discussion.
So the ask would then be the current Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, rescinds the criminal referral, and then it would probably be challenged in court, right? But then,
that's correct.
But is it matter? The jury's deliberating right now for Peter Navarro, like right now. Does it need to happen before a conviction? Or, I mean, because we're kind of running out of time, aren't we?
I think on appeal, like there's going to be an appeal, assuming a conviction, right? And that's the status that Bannon is. He's in that limbo status right now. And so if they were actually able to hold those testimonies, right, and they said, say they came in and they talked to Congress, which they didn't do with Pelosi, that would be an actual substantive, proactive step in the right direction to figuring out what happened. And the Congress can gavel out and say, hey, we find no criminal referral necessary here. Moving on.
It doesn't seem overly complicated. Let's kind of broaden this. 9:30 is a big funding fight. You guys at National File have been talking about this. What is the order we should ask for more broadly from leadership? Because we are being persecuted nonstop by a Gestapo illegitimate Soviet regime. And finally, we have an opportunity on 9:30 to draw September 30th to draw a line in the sand. Talked about the stakes here, Noel. What we can do in harmony with this creative idea that you've presented.
Right. So there is this deadline looming. I'll be totally honest. If I had my druthers, look, the government can continue to fund Social Security. The government can continue to fund the DOD to perform our core promises and responsibilities that we've made to the American people. Other than that, why don't we just shut it all down? I don't see why we just don't have a total government shutdown. No act that the Biden administration is engaged in at present is legitimate. Zero. Apart from cutting checks to veterans for retirement, current servicemen in the DOD, and Social Security. Other than that, let's shut it all down, Charlie. Why not? Why wouldn't we do that? And they're going to come and whine, and they're going to say, oh, and they're going to bend McCarthy over a barrel. And he's going to whine and complain and, oh, well, we got to govern. We got to keep the government open. A lot of Americans are ready for the shutdown 10 years later after Ted Cruz did it about a decade ago. I think we're there now.
And so what they're going to say is, oh, well, it's going to hurt our reelection chances. Well, devil's advocate, Noel, how do we respond to that? We're going to lose all these elections if we don't keep the government open and, you know, keep the military trained.
Finally doing your job is going to lose you an election? I don't think so. I don't think so, buddy. I think doing your – and it goes back to the Benghazi thing. We're dealing with this stuff with Kevin McCarthy's always trying to hold some issue out into the next election to use that issue, whatever it was, Benghazi in 2015. You remember, that's the excuse that the deep state used to fire McCarthy after he had his illicit affair with Renee Elmers, which is a bad habit that Mr. McCarthy has with affairs with congresswomen. But the excuse to fire him that sadly gave us Paul Ryan was, oh, he's going to use this Benghazi thing as a political football to go into 2016. Well, here we are, the year ahead of an election again, and he's going to use these issues to go into an election with a political football. How about use this? How about this for a political football? How about, hey, I did my job. How about that, Kevin? Use doing your job as a political football going into the next election.
So let's talk about then the order we need to ask for. What is, from a negotiation standpoint, what should we say? I mean, I say obviously Jack Smith, FBI doesn't get a new building, reduce the headcount of DOJ. Noel, what should be the top priority? No new money to Ukraine. We have the purse, right? So we have the power. It's about time we use it.
That's right. People say that it's extreme that we talk about defunding the Department of Education. Ronald Reagan ran on defunding the Department of Education back in 1980. That's not extreme to say defund the federal Department of Education, especially now after we see what these monsters are doing and with these cretins in our schools and our kids. That's an easy one. But across the line, Texas has a great Environmental Protection Agency. We should model our state environmental protection agencies after Texas and get America back to work again. Literally, we could go to almost every three-letter agency, Charlie, and knock them all down one by one and really cut a ton of spending. Obviously, that's wishful thinking. Kevin barely has enough bravery to get up and even pretend to be conservative, which is what he does. He just barely pretends to be conservative on TV every day. And I think he might even enjoy it a little bit because the liberal media helps him pretend to be a conservative, which is, of course, a joke, as you and I both know. But yeah, you got to start with the DOJ. We got to get back to basics. We got to restore faith in the judiciary. We've got 100%. We've got to stop handing out this cash. We've got some big reports coming in National File on this Ukraine rope-a-dope. Of course, you know, as soon as you oppose the war in Ukraine, you get accused of being a lackey for Vladimir Putin, which is, I don't think, fair, of course, either. We've got some big reporting coming on that's going to put the lie to that whole fake trope at nationalfile.com. But the bottom line is, I think McCarthy's got to go. I think this September is his moment to make or break for Kevin McCarthy, and I don't think he makes it.
Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. Maybe it's Google, maybe not. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it, but I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try to try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Noel Fritch continues. So Noel, should we impeach Joe Biden? Should we put that aside and just do the funding fight? Where are we at on this? Because we're running out of time.
That's right. Yeah, McCarthy has engaged in gross negligence here in these last 8 months or so since he won that gavel in early January. I tend to think that the impeachment thing will be just a boondoggle. It won't go anywhere. They've been talking about and they're not even talking about impeachment. They're just talking about the inquiry, right? So they're still tiptoeing into that whole idea. They're very scared of it. And obviously in the Senate, I don't think we're likely to see anything. I think because of that, that's the main reason that I think it would be a waste of time. And then we should honestly, if we could have a Speaker of the House that would actually rule and use the gavel for conservative means to actually oppose the Biden regime, that's the goal. That's what we should be doing. Look, it's I can break this exclusively for you guys here, Charlie, on this air. I was talking with the producer offline. Kevin can't even release the J6 footage. He doesn't even have the power to do that. And this is something that he's known for quite some time, but that hasn't stopped him from going out in the press with Breitbart and others, even Voice of America News. Well, that's deep state news, and saying, hey, we're going to release this footage. And VOA carries his water and others carry his water. And CNN plays this fake pro wrestling thing saying like, oh, he's going to release that footage. But of course, he never does. The thing is, he doesn't even have the power to do it. And so there's only two possible conclusions there. Either he just doesn't know what power he has and he's extremely incompetent, which we know is not the case because he's been in leadership at a high level for a very long time. He knows how that house works, you know, or he's lying to us, which we know is the truth. And so he's been lying to us this entire time. Kevin McCarthy's been lying about opposing the Biden regime, lying about holding the Biden DOJ accountable, and he's got to go. He's not the guy. We obviously, the House, the conference, the GOP conference made a mistake in electing him Speaker of the House on January 6th.
So just to understand, so he does have the power or he doesn't have the power to release the footage? I wasn't tracking.
So he says he has the power, but he does not. So there is a Byzantine path by which the footage can actually be released. Now, this not to get too far into the weeds, but the speaker can set up the pieces in place on the chessboard to be able to release that footage basically on his say-so. What Kevin has done is he's actually been working with the Biden administration to select Biden pawns on the chessboard that will then block the release of the footage. So while Kevin is going out and saying, we're going to release this footage, behind the scenes, he's working with Biden to oppose the release of the footage. And he's done so successfully, and he will continue to do so. For that reason, he's a liar, and he has to go.
So walk us through, Noel, the kind of timeline here of what you think is going to happen. 9:30, vote of no confidence. What does all this look like? 2 minutes, build it out, you know, help go through that.
Sure. And to your point, we have to operate in the realm of reality. What's possible? What's realistic? That's not lost on me, of course. But to a lot of the naysayers who will come back to the conservatives who are looking for a real speaker and say, yeah, but who are you going to pick? Some of Marjorie's team was on the phone with me at 2 a.m. earlier in the summer whining about banging on Marjorie for being such a McCarthy acolyte. Who are you? They're saying, who are you going to pick? Who do you got? And my answer to them and the American people's answer to them should be anyone who will use the power against the Biden regime, literally anyone. Find me one guy. There's got to be one person in the U.S. House who will use. And that's the only litmus test. It's a yes, no. Will you use power against the Biden administration or won't you? And Biden or McCarthy will not use power. And so as we move to that vote, we're going to have that conversation. And those can get long and those can get ugly. And the question is the Republican conference going to try to oppose loudly and vociferously somebody who will use power to oppose the Biden regime? This could go really quickly, or this could take a long time, and we could hamstring the Congress and get nothing done. And look, even getting nothing done in the Congress would be better than having a McCarthy House working together with the Biden regime to prosecute American patriots across this continent.
Noel Fritsch, check it out, nationalfile.com. They're on the cutting edge, and this is going to be a very eventful couple weeks. We'll be watching very closely. Noel, thanks so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Our Turning Point USA team is the best in the country. I got to tell you, Turning Point USA, I'm a little biased, but it's also true. And there's been this really amazing project that is now public of what the Frontlines team has done at TPUSA, where, you know, the media, they used to have this show, To Catch a Predator. Well, there's a new program, Frontlines, to catch a trans pedophile. And they caught one on camera. And it is very, very moving. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. We're about to get started on that story. All right, you've probably heard me. It's actually now 25 pounds that I have lost. And I'm sure some of you say, oh, Charlie, I've tried everything. That was me. You know, my first Zoom call with my PhD weight loss, I was kind of skeptical. I was like, come on, guys. All right, I've heard this whole thing before. And boy, was I wrong. They know what they're doing, my PhD weight loss. Look, this is 100% legit. And people say, well, Charlie, you've lost so much weight. And I say, yeah, my PhD weight loss, hello. But look, they have a different approach. And it's Dr. Ashley Lucas. She's great. I text with her. She does a really, really good job. 25 pounds, I'll tell you. And I have more energy and I'm healthier than ever before. Here's why. The program rids your body of the inflammation that is causing so many health problems. If you look around today, America is the fattest it has ever been. Our families, friends, and neighbors are dying of diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's, now called T3 diabetes. PhD has helped so many people who want to have a good, active life, play with their grandkids, travel, hike to a waterfall, go for a bike ride, but their weight was holding them hostage. They don't want any of you on experimental drugs for your brain degeneration from Alzheimer's or homebound with an oxygen tank for heart failure. My PhD weight loss knows that losing weight is the best thing for overall health. We are way too fat as a society. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this and you say, boy, I'm a little overweight, it's perfectly fine. Do something about it. Use your free will, your agency. Say, you know what? I'm just not where I want to be. This is an empowerment tool for you. All of these things can be prevented. You look at heart disease, the what they now call diabesity. By the way, there's a great new book by Dr. Peter Attia about longevity. You want to live long? Lose weight. Look, Dr. Ashley Lucas, she is the master of this, and she is the genius behind my PhD weight loss. So you can call them today at 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. By the way, this is not like a sign up and you're automatically going to lose weight. You got to do some work. You got to apply yourself. It's not a too good to be true thing. But if you have motivation, they will channel that motivation towards a very positive, measurable, and real outcome. Find them online at myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. That is myphdweightloss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, physician and dietitian developed, individually delivered. Again, I lost 25 pounds and I feel great. If you think you've tried everything, you're wrong until you say you've tried my PhD weight loss. They map you as a whole person. It's not like, hey, just read this book. No. It's a deep dive. It's personalized. It's going to get results for you. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Okay, joining us now, Kaylin Dalmeida. Say that right?
Yeah, you got it.
So Kaylin and the Turning Point USA Frontlines team, they're the best in the business, and you guys travel the country, traditionally best known for going and covering live events, Antifa, BLM, and all that. I think you're going to have a very busy year coming up, school board meetings and all that. However, you've been working on this other project that's now public. I've been watching it, and it's really amazing, where you're going to have to walk through the actual specifics, but the end part we could play, where it's kind of in the tradition of To Catch a Predator, right?
Yes.
Where there are these trans pedophiles who want to go after young children, and you're able to catch them in the act and then confront them. I want to play a piece of tape here. Here's Kaylin confronting one of these trans pedophiles. Play cut 57.
We got all the audio. We got all the chat logs. Okay?
Come on.
Come on, Chris. You know. Talking to Allie. We're going to talk about it, all right?
Oh, my God. I'm just trying to have fun here.
Leave me alone!
Get his license plate. I told you, Chris.
All right, so we're going to have to take a step back. That's kind of the action trailer. Kaylin, walk us through all this.
Right, so, I mean, this project started a while ago, but I knew something that's, like, close to me. So I'm like, how do I figure out how – these people are out there. Everyone knows they're out there. We have a huge problem in this country with it. So I figured, you know what, let's make a decoy account. So I got some pictures of – and I made it personal – I asked my sister, I said, hey, you're 9 years younger than me. Do you have some photos, regular photos? I'm just going to put them on this Instagram account. Let her know. Christopher Carey was someone who was following one of these kiddie, it's not pornography, but it's children. It's an Instagram account. So I go, I'm gonna follow this guy, see what happens. Sure enough, hi. And that's when the conversation starts on Instagram. Fast forward to July, we really, the team really sort of upped our efforts in getting contact with him. So we started recording phone calls with him, and he started telling us about how, you know, he would get into a relationship, but, you know, we would have to keep it a secret. And is it okay if, you know, he's transitioning and I'm on estrogen and I want to grow my breasts? And do you have, you know, any Victoria's Secret for me to wear, lingerie or things like that? He says, how much money do you have? Can you buy me some bikinis and things like that? How are you going to get out of your house? You know, maybe we can go out into the wilderness, go to a river and, you know, spend some and hang out and things like that, far away. You know, maybe I could take you to a dark place and we can kiss and make out. And, you know, I think honestly.
And how old was the person you were pretending to be?
I always say like almost 13. And so they go, oh, 13, but it's year 12. That's a 12-year-old. So yeah, he knew 100% that he had
to keep it a secret. He is above 18.
He was a 23-year-old.
Okay, 23-year-olds yeah. knowingly communicating with a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And so just coordinating everything from talking to him when he wants to talk, getting, you know, the team together so that we could record the phone calls, and then coordinating getting out there and meeting up with him, because we actually got there and he actually bailed the first night. So we actually had to go and find him and have him meet us at a Walmart. And then he didn't want to come inside the Walmart, but because he really wanted bikinis, I said, I'm not coming outside because, you know, I just drove all this way and here's a picture of bikinis. Which one do you like? And he was like, oh, give me a second. I'm coming in right now. And so he comes in, and that's in the video where you see us confront him. Afterward, he gets into a car accident, mm-hmm. and then he takes off. So he has a hit and run. And so we go, and I just bombard him from several fake numbers with, you know, Chris, it's in your best interest that you come and meet us.
And then he came back.
Yes.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yes. I've never seen that in any video. I've never seen anyone get the perpetrator to come back. So we met him at a Subway, and I told him, hey, I'll get you some food. I'm not getting him food. And so he comes back, and that's where we questioned him more about some other things that didn't make it into the video. And we asked him about his, you know, pornography habits and things like that. And, you know, of course, he denied everything. But law enforcement came, they cited him for the hit and run. But right now the issue is that Nebraska has interesting laws. And if this case moves forward, it'll set a precedent in Nebraska, for operations like this. Because right now you have to be law enforcement evidently, which means Christopher Carey is just out there.
Wait, so you have to be law enforcement to sting a predator.
Yeah.
So basically his defense will be, even though I thought I was talking to a 12-year-old, that I wasn't talking to a 12-year-old. So even though he had pedophilic intent.
Absolutely.
So is that where law, so the local Hastings PD is not arresting him because of that?
That is going to be one of the issues. On top of the last thing that the attorney's office told us was that they just don't have the prosecutors to like assign the case to.
So they don't have a so again, I want to do this gracefully first before we do it not so gracefully.
Uh-huh.
This is Hastings, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Not exactly like Berkeley, right?
Right, right. So, it's not a big city or anything.
Yeah, but no, but it's very conservative, right? I mean, I would imagine, like from is that right? Like,
I would assume that it is.
So there is a resident pedophile who you now have evidence wanted to have rape a young girl.
Yes.
Who's he's a trans person.
Yes.
Trans pedophile. And the local PD is like, yeah, we don't have the manpower to handle that.
That's exactly what's happening. Yeah.
So I just want to understand, this was months of work that you and the Turning Point USA team underwent under this kind of theme of like, we know this is happening and we want to try to hold these animals accountable too.
Correct.
Because it's conceivable that this pedophile will just act again and or has acted before. Or actually find a 12 or 13-year-old and rape that 12 or 13-year-old.
Absolutely. If this was a real person, it would have actually happened, right? There would have been a real victim had we not been there doing what we did. So he wasted his time on us, and we caught him. The crazy part, Charlie, is that he actually messaged my decoy account on Sunday, and he still doesn't realize that it's not a real 12-year-old.
Recently?
Yes, on Sunday.
What did he think the thing that happened at Walmart was?
I have no idea. His message said, hi, and I said, hi. I didn't say it was me or anything. I just said, hi. And he goes, why'd you send those two guys after me after we talked about meeting up? I'm shocked. I'm really shocked.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
So he still thinks there's a real person?
Yes.
Yeah, these people are really demented and sick. Do you think that the local law enforcement in Hastings is afraid to proceed because this person is trans?
It's a possibility. but there wasn't any mention of that. So I'm not going to say mm-hmm. I know that, but anything is possible today because we know how the world is and people are afraid to act against any class of protected people.
So I just want to make sure everyone understands. This is the best, you know, reporting team in the country. You have a lot going on. You are literally trying to save children. It's a big deal. So talk about it. You're exposing it. It's been very successful. Millions of views online, kind of in that vein of To Catch a Predator.
Right. Right. And that's what we're doing. The number one thing here, apart from any of the social media stuff, is that we want to do our part to protect children. And we know how to do it. We should be doing it. Everyone should be doing it. Everyone should be vigilant and should educate themselves on how they can protect their children at home, because those are the people whose kids they're going after. And there are so many apps out there. I didn't even know what they are. And we're people who are on social media.
Yeah. Are the feds doing any of this? Is like the FBI actively in these chat rooms?
So that is something I've yet to discover. But I will say, a good friend of mine named Ryan Montgomery, he's a hacker. He recently did a special with Sean Ryan, and where he actually hacked a website, caught some pedophiles, but actually law enforcement, feds, came to him and said, you need to be working with us. So I'm assuming that there are some federal agencies that are working on these things. And every once in a while, we'll see a huge, huge operation.
There's stings every so often,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, just, it doesn't sound like you had to go through a ton of work to find this pedophile, though.
Not as much as I'm sure they probably have to go through.
But what I'm saying is that this is pretty common.
Oh, it's totally. Yeah.
I mean, how common do you think it is?
I'll tell you, Charlie, there are accounts on Instagram, hundreds of these accounts that post images of children who have thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers of grown men who are following multiples, and that's just Instagram.
Are most of them trans or homosexual?
That would be hard to say. That would be hard to say. But I'm sure that on Grindr, that is an app where a lot of homosexual men are absolutely willing to meet up for sex with someone who's with a 13-year-old boy.
Probably nothing to that. Email us directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Turning Point USA is literally saving children's lives. We got to get this guy in prison, though. We got to do this, Caitlin. We got to figure it out. This guy's got to be arrested. That is the intent to rape a child.
Yeah.
And that's a crime.
Absolutely.
We got to figure this one out. Hastings, Nebraska. I hope you guys do the right thing. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. And like many of you, I'm a busy guy balancing family, show, travel, and TP USA. When I needed a mortgage, I went to my friends Andrew Delray and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific. They were amazing. And look, I had some complicated stuff. Don't need to go into the details. They handled it personally. Call them if you have an aging family member, for example, that needs some financial relief. Ask them about a reverse mortgage. If you're self-employed and are finding it difficult to qualify because of that, they have my 100% full and complete endorsement. Call them and help you prepare. I'm telling you, anything mortgage related, please call them and not the big woke banks. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they will get back to you with answers. Call them at 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com. They're good friends of mine. Full and complete endorsement. If you are a first-time home buyer renting and want to be, they'll call and help you prepare. Check it out, andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they'll get you back with answers, andrewandtodd.com. Caitlin Dalmeida continues with us. Caitlin, I'm going to play a piece of tape here, kind of setting the stage, cut 56.
Over the last year, my team and I have worked tirelessly to develop methods to proactively protect children from online sex predators. 23-year-old Christopher Carey, a transgender online sex predator from Hastings, Nebraska, who also goes by the names Amelia, Avery, and Brittany, believed he was communicating with a 12-year-old girl from Lincoln, Nebraska. Not only did Carey discuss cuddling, making out, sleeping together, sex, and his penis size, but he expressed to our decoy his desire to travel with her hours away to a remote wilderness to spend time alone with her.
So Caitlin, this is now really going viral. Talk also just about you know, right now there are kids that are being preyed upon. Parents have to be aware of this. That's one of the other reasons you decided to do this, to really kind of increase the exposure.
Right. So as far as parents should be concerned, it really is a couple of things. It's going to be the phone. They have to know what is on their child's phone. What apps are they going on? What apps are they using? And then also on a bigger scale, it's going to be the education system, because the reason these pedophiles are on there and they stay on there is because they're getting success. And they're getting success because children are being told that they should be exploring all kinds of these sexual things. And they find that they can do that on those apps with strangers. But what they don't know is that they could meet somebody and get kidnapped. They could get raped. They mm-hmm. could get murdered. And so parents need to know. There are apps like Whisper. There are apps like that. Whisper is going to be a big one.
What is that app? Never heard of it.
Whisper is like these are all geolocation based apps that they're using. So you get on the app, you put in how old you are, you make a little profile, and now you can meet anybody in your area. And so pedophiles love these apps because they can find anyone within a small area that they can, you know, 10, 15 minutes be at someone's house and kidnap someone or rape someone.
I mean, aren't these apps also should be held accountable, right? I mean, from a law enforcement standpoint?
I would agree with you. And I think they do have some measures in place. I know that you will get banned if you are underage on certain apps. But there are easily ways around that. And that's how I can stay on apps like that.
What has been the biggest learning process or just kind of like sick to your stomach moment as you've been doing this? Because this took a fair amount of restraint. I mean, you're literally communicating with a pedophile, and it's gross.
It is disgusting. And I think that some people are built to handle disgusting things. I think I might just be one of those people because I knew going into it that I know what these people are. They're evil. They're disgusting. They want to harm children. And a lot of times they don't have any limits. They might want you. You could tell them, hey, I'm a parent and I have an infant that I want to sell to you. And they're like, great, I love infants.
So communicating with this, you see that that hell basically has no limits of their morality. Like there's
none.
There's no limitations on their evil.
Right.
And it's fair to say, as you say, that this is happening actively right now with thousands, tens of thousands of kids across the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I sure hope Hastings, Nebraska acts. So what would be the best case scenario? Hastings, Nebraska does act on the evidence?
I think that it would, again, I think it would set a precedent if they act on this evidence and they charge him, convict him, and send him to prison. Because if there's one guy doing it.
But the evidence is right there. You have all the evidence, right? And you've given it to the law enforcement?
Yeah, gave it to him the same day. I gave him a full drive.
With intent, and you have the evidence that shows he knows he was communicating with a minor, that there was no.
Yeah, he 100% knew from day one of chatting the age, and he still wanted to have sex. He still talked about, you know, impregnating her or the possibility of impregnating her.
That's rape. That's not sex. That's rape.
Correct. Correct.
Kaylin from Turning Point USA's Frontlines. You do a great job, Kaylin. And I think you got some big stories coming up. Excited for that. School board stuff and some other things we were discussing off here. So I love Frontlines. I go to where things are happening and they tell the truth. I love it. Thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year at LifeLock.com/Salem. Identity theft protection starts here.